Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friends Till the End. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I have never seen Friends.
And this podcast is your one-stop shop for all things Friends, because I should probably say that at some point.
Just in case people don't know what they're listening to.
Because we run down every episode, episode by episode. This is like episode 95 or 96 for us.
Whoa.
Episode like 103 or 4 of Friends. God, feels like a lot more than that, doesn't it?
It does.
We're not even halfway there. There are 236 episodes of Friends.
We're almost halfway there.
We're almost halfway there. And yet so far away. How you doing? You good, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing grand. Just grand. This is day 7 of 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Or thank
7
God.
Hashtag 7 days, 7 podcasts.
7 podcasts in 7 days, day 7. It's been a lot.
It's been quite difficult this time. Like, I don't remember it being this tough before.
I mean, we have to put aside other things we would be doing every day to watch an episode and take notes and record and all that. So, it's a lot.
Maybe we just don't have our passion for this anymore.
You bite your tongue.
I'm just kidding. I love it more than I ever did. So good.
So good.
So good. A lot to talk about in today's episode. A couple of shocking revelations coming up a little bit later in the show. Don't be looking at my notes. Don't be trying to jump ahead. We just finished watching season 5, episode 7. The one where Ross moves in. What could be happening in that episode?
Well, I totally called this.
Yeah, you partially called it.
I totally called it.
Yeah. We'll get to that all in due time. But first we have some business to take care of in the shape of bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
So, an important note before we continue on this one. You were very pleased last time round when you scored 4 out of 5.
I sure was.
For people that don't know, this is our Friends trivia game. I ask Elizabeth 5 questions and she tries to get her best score out of 5. And then we invite you at home to play along and tweet us at FriendsPod with your score. If you score more than her, then you will get celebrated forever. And if you score equal or lower, you will be shamed. There's some controversy about your last score.
Excuse me?
You scored 4 out of 5.
Yes.
One of the questions was, what was the slogan on Ross's t-shirt?
Frankie says relax.
Frankie says relax. Well.
Oh, God. Who was it?
Some listeners are calling that answer into question.
What? Who?
I will produce the evidence.
Is this on the Twitters?
This is on the Twitters.
Let me see.
This is from definitely not a pedant, the Andy Fennec.
I swear to God, Andy.
He sent a tweet. At Dear Friends Pod, on a recent episode of the now classic segment Bamboozled, Elizabeth answered, Frankie says relax. All right-minded people will have tutted at this well-intentioned faux pas. I'm not a petty man, but please amend her score so that history may know the truth. And all I will say is, he's provided photographic evidence. If you can just read what it says on Ross's shirt.
Frankie, say relax.
Hmm.
Andy, I'm sick of your shit. This is just another reason why I live far away from you.
Now, Elizabeth, 4 out of 5 was your highest score of the week. I'm not going to take it away from you, but I know that you have integrity. Do you feel like you deserve a point for that, a half point, or no points for that answer?
I think I deserve half a point. I messed it up by one letter.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what it was saying. I knew the direction it was going. I said, Frankie says relax instead of Frankie say relax. So I feel like I deserve half.
I think you deserve at least half a point. I think you're very good. I would have, like, if you had felt strongly about it, I would have let the decision stand because I did not call you on it.
No, Andy is right. He's right. I mean,
okay,
it wasn't correct, so I should at least get some.
You get half a point.
All right.
For sure. So 3 out of 5. Andy, I do point out, was not forthcoming in his score for that round of bamboozled.
Yeah, so, what did you get there, champ?
Yeah, show us the evidence, Andy. Are you shamed or are you celebrated?
I hope he's shamed. Yeah. I want to shame him.
Well, maybe he got the half point he needed and you got the half point taken off. Maybe that upped him from 3.5 to 4. Who knows?
Oh, no.
All right, but let's play this round anyway.
Okay.
And again, we invite you to play along at home and tweet us at FriendsPod with your results. Question one. What is Jack Geller's nickname for Monica? We've talked about it.
I know.
I know you know it.
I know.
She's his little...
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
I don't remember. What is it?
She's his little harmonica.
I was thinking so hard about, like, Mon. What rhymes with Mon?
Tough break, kid. Bad luck. Question two. Which one of the Central Perk gang was shot in the ass with a dart?
The Central Perk gang?
Yeah.
Is that the Friends?
Yes. I refer to them as that every episode. You don't deserve to get a
good
score. I thought
you meant those who work at Central Perk.
No, obviously I don't just mean Gunther and Rachel, you dolt.
Hey, there are other valued employees.
Name them. Oh, I don't want questions with names in them.
I don't.
All right. You got 1 in 6. You clearly don't know. You clearly
Ross.
Don't remember. No, it was Phoebe.
Damn it!
Animal Control was hunting Marcel and Phoebe threw herself in the way. Question 3. What happened to Ross at Nana's funeral? Early Doors Season 1. They're walking in the graveyard. What happens?
He falls. He falls into a grave.
He does. Good job. There's a point.
Thank God.
Question 4. What book did Chandler buy for Kathy for her birthday?
Are you kidding me? These are so obscure.
No, this was really a big, like, it was her favorite book from her childhood. And he was like, this is such a great present. I can't give it to her because Joy should get her it.
Okay, Alice in Wonderland.
I guarantee you Andy knows the answer to that. It's The Velveteen Rabbit.
Oh, he would know the answer. I bet he memorized passages of it.
Question 5. You got 1 out of 4 so far, so you're playing very much for pride.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to Phoebe's doll's house?
It was sold. It was burned! I just remembered it was burned.
It was set on fire.
It caught fire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll allow it. You corrected. I didn't give you any prompting. You corrected yourself.
I remembered because she set up that whole thing and then it caught on fire.
Yeah. She had her own fun, awesome doll's house to combat Monica's super boring, super dull, fancy doll house.
Yes.
And it had like dinosaurs and bubbles and lights and it
caught
on fire.
That was awesome.
Yep. All right, 2 out of 5. Pretty in keeping with your scores throughout the week.
Yeah, yeah.
3.5 out of 5 remains your top score for the week. Andy, I hope you're very proud of yourself. 3.5, just even though it's half a point, it just feels so much more less impressive than 4.
It really does, and thank you, Andy, for taking that happiness away from me.
While not contributing your own score.
I'm going to demand, Andy, for you to tell me your score for this entire week. And I demand to see it on the Twitters.
I mean, he's a super nerd. Do you really want to play that game?
I want to know.
Okay.
And I want them to be honest. And he's an honest guy, I imagine.
Well, who knows?
Not me.
Alright, so on to the episode. Season 5, Episode 7. So much to talk about. So excited. This episode first aired on the 12th of November, 1998. How many people do you think watched it? It's your turn to go first.
Yes, it is, Michael. What was the last one?
The one with the Yeti, which was 25 million on the dot.
Okay, I'm going to go 25.2.
I'll say 24.8.
Okay.
I don't think they're staying in the 25s.
I know, 25 seems high. I just had a feeling.
And the answer is 24.4.
Shit.
Woo!
Wow. Okay, you're winning.
I have taken the lead.
So, you won for 7 podcasts in 7 days.
I did. Yeah. Holy shit, you're right.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah!
Proud of you.
A winner is me.
Maybe I'll get a win one of these days.
We open this episode, the one where Ross moves in Central Perk, Joey and Chandler sitting together. Joey's giggling away a copy of National Geographic. Chandler rolls his eyes and he's like, what are you laughing at? And he shows him a picture because he thinks he's ogling naked women. And he shows him a picture and Chandler's like, it's a pig. And then like Joey's like, but look at his knobs. What's he talking about?
Well, maybe the nipples on the pig.
But that's not what a knob is.
Well, I know, but I don't think he'd be laughing about a penis.
A knob is a penis.
I know what a knob is. But, like, you know, pigs have, you know, multiple nipples, like a dog or, like, some other animal. Like, maybe, you know, they have, like, four or five on each side, whatever it is.
Or human beings. We have multiple nipples.
No, but I mean, like, like long stretches of nipples.
Can you imagine?
No. Like, boobs all the way down?
Yeah.
It'd be awful.
No, it'd be even more sexy. Because, like, boobs are really sexy.
They're so just if you had lumps of blood.
So if you had loads of boobs, it would be really sexy.
You really think if, like, girls had another boob somewhere?
Oh, man.
How would you dress? Like, how would your clothes be?
Have you seen Total Recall?
No.
There's an alien in it with three boobs.
Are they, like, and one, two, most three?
Yeah. It's like, well, people like don't know what you're doing. Oh,
sorry. Three across? Yeah. Or
it's just, like, having one in the middle of the two that you already have.
And what does that do for this alien or for Michael watching it?
Makes them a third more sexy.
So if you had two penises,
yeah,
that would make you more sexy?
Well, that's not for me to say. But yes.
If you had four balls or three balls? Oh, you like that idea.
That'd be so I'd be all right with it. That'd be fine. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm all right with it.
Oh my god.
Ah, feels good to laugh. Anyway, Ross comes in looking all disheveled and flustered. He had moved into a new place, which he was subletting from Emily's cousin, but now that they've broken up, the cousin has kicked them out.
Yes.
So he's homeless. You reap what you sow, Ross.
He looks a mess.
And the guys are just like, oh, you can stay with us. It's no bother. And he's like, oh my god, thank you so much.
Now, would he just sleep on the couch? Because there's only two bedrooms.
Well, this was a question that I had. But yes, I guess he would have to.
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere else to sleep.
But is there a couch or isn't it just two leather seats?
I think they have a couch over, like, by Chandler's room. Like, by the window.
Okay.
I believe. But yes, he's going to go stay with them. He's like, thank you so much. I feel like a nomad. And Joey laughs and Chandler's like, he thinks you said gonad.
So stupid.
Yeah. Maybe he was thinking about having four gonads.
Oh.
And you, before the episode opened, you made fun of Chandler's vest.
Oh, yeah. He was just wearing a vest that was open over a button-down shirt. He just looked like, I don't know.
A snooker player?
Yeah.
You don't know what snooker is.
No, I don't, but because you said it, I think that it's probably right.
Okay. So then the episode opens. Monica is getting a health inspection in the restaurant. She has banter with the inspector because Monica has high standards and the guy's just like, wow, I wish all the places were like this. And Monica was like, I know.
Well, yeah, she'd be awesome at this.
Phoebe's there for some reason. Why? Why is Phoebe there?
I don't know, because it seems like the restaurant is closed, so it's either before it opens or after it's closed for the night. Like, all the chairs are up, no one's in there. Can't really tell what time of day it is, so I don't know. Phoebe's just there.
I've been part of health inspections before. I think they usually like to come when you're open so that they can see the practices, like, right. If you're coming the morning of, it's just like the night before, all right, we're going to clean the fuck out of this place.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also don't have your pals there. You're like, I'd be like, who the fuck is this person? We need to focus on the business. Is this like the owner? What? Like, why is Phoebe there?
Don't know.
But anyway, Phoebe is kind of super into the inspector. She's like, oh, he's so powerful. You can like close up kitchens. And the inspector kind of closes up and he's like, right, well, you've got a, it looks great, but there's a 2-point violation because you're not wearing your hat. And Monica's like, well, I don't have to wear my hat if I'm not in the kitchen. And the guy's like, well, go get your hat. And she goes into the kitchen and is like, there's your 2 points. So he tricked her.
So Phoebe's super into him. We don't know why she's there, but she seems to kind of woo him because she gets his number.
Mm-hmm. The guy kind of reminded me of like Will Fort or Will Forte.
Yeah, Fort.
He had like kind of the sharpness and like, I don't know. But he was okay. He was good. But Phoebe, like,
he was kind of like a goober, though. Like, he's kind of strange.
Yeah, he's kind of like the hall monitor. He's kind of like this.
Yeah.
He's like a pretty unassuming guy, but he's been given this kind of sense of power. And yeah, he's using it to full extent. So later on, Rachel and Monica are talking in Central Perk, and Rachel's just kind of like, so how's Ross doing? And she's like, he's having a hard time. Why? You don't want to date him? And she's like, no, I'm not getting into all that. I'm going to stick a pin in that one for a while. I'm not climbing back on board that train.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be back, though.
So they're talking, and then who should come in but your favorite, Danny. Started all blushing.
Ooh.
And Monica's like, well, what about Danny? She's like, well, we went for pizza, but then he never called me after that, so things seem to have stalled a little bit.
I think it's pretty unusual for Rachel not to have guys immediately want to woo her and call her back and take her out, you know, like, she's attractive and a good catch, so I think it's kind of weird for her to have not heard back.
I'm so excited about this.
Why?
After yesterday, I did a little detective work on this Danny boy.
Oh boy.
You thought he was so cute and handsome. I needed to figure out where he's been. I thought I'd seen him somewhere before. I thought I'd watched him in something. I did a bit of digging around into his past. An actor called George Newbern. And he's definitely popped up in a movie or two that you have seen before. So you should recognize him. But I don't think you have.
No. Give me a clue.
If I was to say the name Brian McKenzie to you.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you know who he is now?
From Father of the Bride.
Yeah, he's the foppish-haired daddy's boy from Father of the Bride.
He's not a daddy's boy.
He's a bit of a daddy's boy.
He's not a daddy's boy.
He's the one that stole Steve Martin's precious baby girl from him.
Oh my god. No, you know what? My intuition told me that you're going to talk about this movie. And here we are. I'm serious.
Talking about Father of the Bride?
Yes.
You read it in my notes.
I didn't read it.
I wrote Father of the Bride in my notes.
Well, I didn't read it.
Yeah.
I never read your shitty notes.
Hey, people on Instagram love my shitty notes.
Yeah, how so, many people?
Does that take the shine off the rose a little bit? What's the expression? The shine off the apple?
Oh, God. I've never heard of that.
Does that taint him a little bit for you?
Taint. No.
No.
He's still a good actor.
This is like 6 years after Father of the Bride.
After?
Oh, yeah, 98. Father of the Bride, I think, was like 92.
No way.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
Let's find out. To the interwebs.
Did you find him irresistible in Father of the Bride and Father of the Bride Part 2?
No.
No? Yeah. I wasn't impressed by him, much like Steve Martz.
He was just kind of there, but in this in Friends, he's so,
1991, Father of the Bride. Yeah. He grew up.
Wow, yeah, okay. So I guess I like him better older.
This is like his early 30s, I think. Yeah. He's ditched the blazer and the floppish Hugh Grant hair. Now he's like a sexy explorer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm into him now more.
I don't think you got my reference right there, but alright.
What was it?
Okay.
Oh, it's him!
Yeah, yeah, good, Michael! Yay!
So anyway, yeah, Danny comes over and he's like, hey guys, I'm just getting some stuff, I'm having a party. And then he's just like, all right, see ya. He like tells them he's having a party, but then doesn't invite them. Which is kind of in keeping with his character. Rachel thinks it's a game. She just thinks, oh, he doesn't want to make the first move. He wants me to want to go to his party. She thinks it's a game. She'll play his game. She's up for the challenge. She's got a little bit of sparring in her.
Mm-hmm.
The bracelet buddies return home after presumably a hard day of hanging out, being best friends. They open their door, and there's a lot of boxes in their room.
Sure are. They're all labeled, saying, like, junk drawer and bedroom and all that stuff.
Ben's toys.
Who's Ben again?
I don't know.
Okay. So they're kind of barricaded in. There's no space in their little apartment, mm-hmm. so all the boxes.
You would have thought that Ross would maybe, like, pay for some storage for all these boxes. Like, he knows how big their apartment is. He knows they don't have a spare room for him. Like, I can only assume that he's afraid that he'll, like, not pay his account, and then the storage locker with all his stuff will go up for auction, and some high roller and his son will swoop in and buy it, or maybe some cougar with her ratty longtime lover. We've been watching a lot of Storage Wars, Northern Treasures, on Netflix, in case anyone didn't realize.
Michael and Elizabeth recommend the show.
It's so good. Yeah!
Yeah!
That's how it's done.
No, I hate that one. Oh,
love that show. Definitely check it out. So anyway, yes, he didn't do that. So he's, like, made himself at home, so much so that he's re-recorded the voicemail message of their answering machine. You're probably too young to remember such a thing. But back in the day, before cellular phones, when you just had an app for your voicemail, you had, like, a machine with a little tape cassette.
Yes!
And you would record, like, an answering message.
Unbeknownst to you, Michael, I am familiar with those.
Okay.
And he records some sort of... He plays...
We will call you back.
Yeah, so you hear the Queen song. It's like, doom-doom-ch, doom-doom-ch. And you hear him off-key... I might add, and slower than how the song is going. He's like, we will call you back.
That's pretty good.
No, it's, did you hear how awful that was?
Yeah.
So it was like, doom, doom, ch, doom, doom, ch. It should be, we will call you back.
We get it.
And Joey and Chandler are like, okay,
that's great. Super lame.
Thanks.
Which I thought was really rich coming from Chandler, who was wearing like a cartoon tie. It was like a little boy flying a kite on his tie.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it's lame.
Well, little boys don't wear ties, so it's not a little boy tie.
No, but it's a little boy on the tie flying a kite.
That's cute. No,
disagree strongly.
Maybe it was childhood memory day at work. Uh-huh.
They didn't have such things in the 90s.
Who knows? We don't know what he does.
Nobody does. That's the joke. Phoebe is on a date with 1990s Will Fort. They're out in a restaurant, and she's like, show me your badge. And he flashes his badge. And she's like, ooh, I don't think they have badges.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
And if you get a badge, like, if you get some sort of form of ID, it's like a name tag on a lanyard. It's right. Not like a metal, like, Texas Ranger badge.
He, like, keeps it inside his suit pocket. Yeah. And he's like, hey, and opens it up.
But she loves it.
Oh, yeah, she's, I think, attracted to the power that he has.
Mm-hmm. I said that already.
Okay.
Anyway, he goes to the bathroom, and she's just, like, sitting there eating, and then he comes back, and he's like, we're leaving. I saw 10 violations on my way to the bathroom. I'm shutting this place down. And she's like, oh, yeah.
Shut it down. Yes.
Shut it down. Chandler comes home after a long day of work, and he finds a box fort in his apartment. And then Joey just pops out.
He pops up. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. That boy needs a job.
I know.
What I really liked was, did you see the Magna Doodle during this time?
I did.
Very much in keeping with boys building a fort. It said, no girls allowed. Nice little Rascals reference there.
Yeah, that's good.
It's pretty good. There are cracks starting to show in Ross living there already. The boxes is a pain in the ass. And then Chandler sees the air purifier. And he's like, I hate that air purifier. He had it all the way through college. This was back in the 90s when people didn't need air purifiers. Unlike today.
No way.
People have gone soft, Elizabeth.
No, the 90s, people smoked everywhere. In restaurants, and in baptisms, in basement parties. It was just everywhere. It was rampant.
But not in their apartment.
Maybe. Mm. Chandler smoked for a while. Maybe the residual... stuff was in there.
Oh, namby-pamby, little snowflake cucks. Can't live with a little bit of cigarette smoke.
I just want to point out that Michael just took his hands and flapped them up and down when he said that. It was a good sight. I wish y'all could have seen it.
They need to suck it up. That's what's wrong with this country.
You know what's wrong with this country? The fact that you spelled purifier wrong in your notes.
Look, you don't need to call that out. These notes will be up on Instagram by the end of the day for the world to see.
And they're going to see it and be like, it's purifier with an I, not a Y. Did you correct it in your notes?
Well, you kept on going on about it.
What is that? That's not an I.
I had to cover over it. Shut the fuck up. Oh,
it's bad, you guys.
All right. The ladies are in their apartment. Danny kind of stops by and he's like, hey guys, just wanted to invite you to the party. And Monica's like, cool, see you there. And Rachel's like, oh, I can't make it. I've got a regatta. What is it?
A gala.
A gala regalia. Is that right?
A regatta.
A regatta party.
Yeah.
She calls it something.
A regatta gala. A regatta gala.
A regatta gala.
Which is about...
A regatta gala.
A regatta gala. It's like a singing. So it implies that she is a singer.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you sing? She's like, no, I just really support them. So she needs to now have this elaborate story that she's going to a gala.
Mm-hmm. And so Danny's like, okay, cool. See you later, Monica. And he leaves. And then Monica's like, what are you doing? And he's like, this was part of the game. I wanted him to... he was inviting us late so that I would have to make it seem like I didn't have any other plans. But now I do have plans. So I'm winning in the game again.
Yeah.
It's all a game. Like, she's like very big on this just being, oh, this is a game. And then Monica goes, so the ball's in his court, right? And Rachel just seems disgusted by this. She's like, ball? There isn't any ball. It's like, who's making these rules in this metaphor? Joey is obnoxiously drumming on his chair, just sitting there. God, what a sad life he must leave. His only form of entertainment is sitting on the seat, drumming to himself.
I mean, if I were him, I don't even know why I'd get up and get dressed and showered every morning.
This is what people did before the internet.
Oh my God.
They just
God.
Had to sit there and do fuck it. Because there's nothing on TV. There's four channels. You don't have a device in your pocket that can distract you at a moment's notice. Like, it was tough. You just had to sit there and drum your seat like some sort of, like, simpleton.
I mean, he could read a book.
He could, but that's not Joey's style. He's not going to start now. He hasn't read a book in the first 28 years of his life.
You could go out and explore. You could go for a walk.
Nothing like New York in November.
Right.
But nope, he's not doing that. And Ross is sitting there at the counter trying to do some work. And he just turns around and is like, Joey, do you mind? And then he does like this little hand gesture thing. And he kind of squints up his face. Like he kind of purses his lips and like squints his eyes. And it's like, how do you describe it? Like... his hands are like he's like about to bite a sandwich, a large sandwich.
Oh, and then that's he just good.
Sort of like lowers them down.
That's really good. Ugh, shit. That's not even close to what I thought he was doing. I had no idea what the hell was going on. And I know this probably is a thing that's going to keep coming up.
It's a classic thing.
Right, yeah, another thing. But like, I thought that one hand was almost like you're making a C. And the other hand I thought was straight out. So I thought one was a C and one was straight out, and then he just kind of like, you know, lowers them and then lowers, kind of like up and down, up and down, up and down, like a small little gesture, like shh, 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 shh type thing.
Mm.
And I thought he was doing that, and I thought it was like a game, like a puppet game. I had no idea
my God.
What he was doing. No, and then I was like, oh no, this is going to become a thing.
Chandler comes home, and Joey's like, hey, I need to talk to you in my room. Let's go play foosball. Because I had to move the foosball table into his room. And Joey just kind of vents to Chandler. He's like, what the hell is the hand gestures? And he's like, yeah, I know it sucks, but like, it's just for a little while. We need to just put up with it. So then they're like, all right, cool. Let's play foosball to take our mind off it. So they're playing foosball in Joey's room. We don't see in Joey's room very often.
No.
And then the door opens and Ross is just like, hey guys, do you mind? And then he does a little...
like quiet down type motion.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
And then the guys are like, we need to get rid of him as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Later, that day, maybe, Joey then goes into Monica and Rachel's place. And they're like, do you have any food? I went to go to this place and it was closed down. And Phoebe's like, yeah, we closed the shit out of that place. And Joey's like, stop it. But she loves it. Danny then stops by again. Rachel, like, hides behind the door because she's meant to be at her regatta gala. And he borrows a ladle. And he's like, thanks, Monica. See you later. So, yeah, he's playing the game. He knows what he's doing.
Or that's what Rachel thinks.
Yep. The guys are pushing Ross to find a new place. First, they kind of, like, give him a newspaper with, like, places circled out. And then they're like, oh, here's a place you can move in. And then they go view it. And it's teeny tiny little apartment. It's got a kitchen and a bathroom in the same room. Which sounds great.
This is more realistic to what it would be like trying to find a place in Manhattan.
Yeah, true.
Honestly, it's teeny tiny. It's a studio, so everything's pretty much in one room. You don't even see the kitchen / bathroom, and then the living room is just like a rectangle that's very small with a heater in it. Like, it's crap. Mm. It's crap.
And Ross is like, it's very small, and they're both like very unsubtly like, you should take it. It's great. And Ross is like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And he takes the hit, and so he's like, I'm going to go fill out an application. Have you ever had an annoying roommate?
Yeah.
Always.
Mostly. Mm. Yes, I've had annoying roommates throughout my life. Mm-hmm. Very much.
Well, you know what they say, right? If you've never had an annoying roommate, you're the annoying roommate.
Yeah. So I guess it's not me.
No.
No, I'm sure I've annoyed people as well, but oh my god, have I had annoying roommates. Michael, what about you?
No, never.
You know what they say.
No. Larry is taking meeting Phoebe for another place to eat, for another date, I should say. And he's like, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to this place? And she's like, I love that place. So no, because he's closing down all their favorite places. Aww. And he's like, oh, would you want to go to this place? And she's like, eh, okay. Because she doesn't like it that much. But before they can go, he notices some milk on the counter in Central Perk. And he's like, I wonder how long that milk's been sitting out for.
And she's like, oh my god, no, he's going to close down my favorite cafe. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh no, I bought this for me. I just really wanted milk today. And she takes a little sip. And she turns around and makes this face. So
yeah.
Clearly the milk's probably not the greatest.
Come on, Gunther. You're slipping, mate. Mm-hmm. So then they go to leave, but Gunther is coming out of the kitchen or the service area with bags of trash. And the guy's like, that's a violation. You're meant to take them out the back exit. And he's like, but then I have to walk all the way around the corner. And the guy's just like, ooh, this is not good for you. They wouldn't close you down for that. For one violation. No. Also, like, he's not allowed to do that. Like, uncalled for.
Right. You can't just go there without knowing they're having an inspection and close the place down. Unless it's like a serious violation.
You got a warrant, mate. You got a warrant for this inspection.
Right.
So it looks like he's about to close it down. And Phoebe's just like, no, please don't. This is my favorite. I want to keep dating you, but please don't close down all my favorite places. And the guy's like, I guess I can let them off with a warning. And then Gunther, like, flees. And they go off on their date.
Phoebe, what are you seeing in him?
He's got power. But he's not a monster. He's willing to bend the rules for love. Joey and Chandler are feeling guilty about kind of forcing Ross out into this tiny place. They try to ease their guilt. They're like, oh, you'll like it. It'll be okay, right? But no, they feel very guilty. They then get a call from the building manager who won't need a reference from those two, and they intentionally tank it. They're like, he's a tap dancer, and he's got a dog, and he's a pimp. He's a big old pimp. And, like, this is Chandler telling the guy on the phone, and then he hangs up the phone, and Joey's just sort of like, what the fuck? Why'd you do that for? And Chandler's just sort of standing there like, wait for it, and it's a few seconds, and then Joey's like, oh, yeah, that's smart. That's a fun little, like, visual of, like, the levels that they're operating on. He's just that little bit behind Joey. But he got there in the end.
He got there.
He did. He's been taking his stupid pills this week, clearly. Aww. After a couple of solid weeks of smartness. We're then at a big party. We're at Danny's party. It's a big party. He's spilling out onto the streets.
Well, you don't actually see in his apartment. You just see them all into the hallway.
Yeah. They're in the hallway. Monica is coming down to the party. Rachel is coming down with her, but Rachel doesn't want Danny to see her because she has to come from coming up the stairs, so it looks like she is returning home from her gala. So she's like, oh, you're going to have to go distract Danny. So she, like, sort of pulls him aside and is like, hey, what's this food you're eating? And he's like, it's salad and bread. He's like, aren't you a chef? It's pretty good.
Monica's sporting some weird outfit. It's like two different color browns, one brown top and one brown skirt, but they have these contrasting patterns on them. I didn't understand it.
Oh, yeah? Well, your precious Danny was rocking a fucking turtleneck.
It's the 90s, Michael.
What is this, season one? Come on, Danny, get it together.
He can do anything.
So Rachel pretends like she is returning home. She's sort of coming up the stairs, and she's like, oh, Danny, hey. And he's like, oh, I'm really glad you're here, Rachel. Hang on, there's someone I want you to meet. And he goes off and he brings back his friend. And as a podcast nerd, I got a big thrill at seeing old Doug Benson, Mr. Doug Loves Movies himself, presumably high as a fucking kite. And he's like, oh, you work at Bloomingdale's. My mom calls it Bloomies.
It's so strange. And they're just like, what the fuck? Yeah, but he says it like Bloomies.
My mom calls it Bloomies. It's so good. It's so good.
Like, I wonder if he just improv'd that.
He was just so stoned. Like, that's a funny word. Bloomies. And Rachel's like, oh, yeah, I see what's going on here. You like setting your wingman, kind of setting you up. Go report back to him. And he was just sort of like, okay, I need to go. And Rachel's like, yeah, you go talk to your friend. And off he goes, very confused. And Rachel's like, he keeps on serving them up and I keep knocking them back. Monica's like, so there's balls now? He's like, yeah, there's balls flying all over the place. Rachel can't keep track of her metaphors. No. She can't keep track of the men that like her.
No. Nope.
It's a poor showing from her. The guys are playing a game in the apartment where they spin Joey around in the chair and he's wearing a helmet and he falls over. It's very funny.
I would like that game.
I bet you would. Ross comes in and he's like, I didn't get the apartment, but I'm going to move in with Phoebe. And the guy's like, no, stay, Ross, please. We really want you to stay.
That's what I said. I predicted that, hey, just move in with Joey and Chandler. And then, hey, why don't you move in with Phoebe?
Mm.
And look, both these things are going to happen.
No, he's not moving in with Phoebe, though. They convinced him to stay.
Oh. Well, it was thought about.
Yeah. So Ross is like, okay, I'll stay. And now that they're back on good terms, he's kind of like, so I'm a pimp, am I? So I guess the guy told him, he's like, look, I know I can be annoying, but just talk to me about it. And I'll keep my annoying habits.
Michael, no one can see what you're doing.
The little downward things.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's so funny. It's really good. And that wraps up the episode.
Yeah.
We then end the episode. We get a little bit more fort play in their little box fort. Thank you. Like, Chandler comes home again and he's like, oh god, Joey, you and your fort. And then Ross pops up as well and he's like, come on, come play. And this time they're wearing hats.
Yeah, Joey's wearing a cowboy hat and Ross is wearing like a
Native American headdress.
Yes. And so presumably they're playing cowboys and Indians, which is a little racist.
Cowboys and Native Americans.
But it was called Cowboys and Indians back in the day. I remember playing it as a little kid. It's a little racist now. And then he joins and you see him pop up with like a bonnet on, like a women's bonnet. And then to keep with our prejudice, he's like, wait a minute, isn't this a woman's bonnet? Joey's like, yeah, sure, go make us some tea. It's like, oh my god. Dear.
It was a simpler time back in the 1990s before Twitter.
Yes, I suppose.
And that wraps up the episode, the one where Ross moves in. And that wraps up 7 podcasts in 7 days. Woo! Hooray! Did you enjoy that episode?
Eh.
Just eh?
It was a filler episode for me.
Well, we didn't get any Chandler and Monica.
Thank God.
Like nothing, not even a peck on the cheek. They didn't have any scenes together, I don't think.
Good. It was just a filler. I feel like they need to pass time until the next episode, honestly.
Well, I don't think it was filler. Like, sure, there was nothing, like, in terms of, like, a big overarching storyline necessarily, but, like, I still thought there was good stuff going on. I mean, you've got Ross, he's looking for a place to live. You've got Rachel with this Danny person.
You don't have to explain it to me, man. I just didn't like it.
Well, I think you're being a bit harsh. I enjoyed it. Maybe I'm just a bit biased because I was so excited that Brian McKenzie was in this episode.
And Doug Benson.
Doug Benson. My mom calls it Bloomies.
Bloomies.
Why would she be interested in what his mom calls the place she works?
No, he's just a weirdo. She wouldn't.
So good. Really like that.
What do we have next?
God, you just can't wait to stop talking about this episode. All right, next up, we're in November. Getting late in the month. It's return to their annual tradition. This one is called The One With All the Thanksgivings.
Ooh, that means they're going to be split Thanksgivings. So I predict, because Rachel and Ross can't be together, I think it's going to be like four separate Thanksgivings that people are going to have to like balance their time between.
Oh, like the popular Reese Witherspoon, Vince Vaughn movie, Four Christmases.
Like that Gilmore Girls episode where they had to go to all those Thanksgivings.
Oh, that sounds like a big ripoff of Four Christmases, even though it probably came before.
I don't want to watch Four Christmases.
It's not
There's good. No friends in that one, are there?
Pete Becker's in it.
No!
I'm just trying to think. No, I don't think there's any other friends in it.
Thank God.
Well, we'll catch that one. We'll maybe leave it a week, but we'll return to that one all in good time. Now that we're at the end of the 7 days, seven podcasts, how do you think we are? We're maybe a quarter of the way into, a little bit, about a third of the way into season five. Do you like where we're at so far?
Yeah.
We've had the wedding. We've had Ross trying to patch things up. We've had Rachel declare her love for him, and they've kind of moved on from that. Emily is out the picture, and now we seem to be moving in new directions. You think we're set up all right?
Yeah, I'm liking where it's going.
And a good start?
Yes.
Decent episode. You know, we didn't think much of the one with all the kissing, but since then, it's been pretty consistent. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Well, we'll pick that up in a week or so time. Thank you all so very much for listening to this episode, and if you've joined us as we've released them this week, to the 7 Days and 7 podcast. That's how we kick off every new season of Friends. If you would like to join in the conversation and join in the fun and games, we're over on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can check us out on Instagram, where we post show notes and other little funny, amusing Friends observations. Just search for Friends Till the End Pod there. You can check out our website, friendstilltheend.podomatic.net, which has all of our old episodes and the artwork for the show from Arthur Himmer. You can also, if you are so inclined, throw a little bit of money our way in terms of supporting on our Patreon account. If you pledge a couple of dollars a month, you're entitled to bonus episodes and show notes and shout outs on the show. And if you're one of the first 10 people to become a patron of the show, there is an extra special bonus gift that we will mail directly to you. So search for Friends Till the End on Patreon if you want to help support the show that way, if you are able to. If you do not have the means to financially support the show, another great way of supporting the show is heading over to iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts and leaving a friendly rating or review. And of course, word of mouth, telling a friend is a great way of helping us make new friends on this show. Elizabeth, this marathon of 7 days has taken its toll on you. I can see you now. The fatigue is set in. I'm going to let you. You're so good. You're such a good friend. I'm going to let you shuffle off now to bed, and I'll get to work editing all this so that the good people can enjoy it. But
what do you mean, Michael? I never make mistakes in that we'd have to edit it.
Yeah, you're perfect.
Shit.
Damn it. All right, we've got to start again.
All right.
We insist on doing this in one take.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End.
No.